I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve communion. This is the reminder of what Jesus did for me personally, you personally. Bread represents his body broken, torn. Juice represents his blood poured out on the cross to be that wrath-appeasing sacrifice, the propitiation, the purchase redemption price that God, who became human, who lived a perfect life, offered up himself in my place. So as my substitute, he could extend his perfect righteousness to cover me, to cover you. I would invite you right now, if you don't have that, simply right where you're at, right in your heart today before the Lord, confess your sins and say, God, I'm a sinner. Ultimately, even my righteous, the good things I've done, they're actually stinky in your sight. They're offensive because it's me trying to impress you. It's pride. Forgive me of that. And would you give me a gift I don't deserve? Would you clothe me with your perfect righteousness? Would you forgive all my sins, wash them away, throw them as far as the east is from the west? That's a long way, by the way. Remember them no more. When you look at me, would you see the perfect performance of your own Son? His righteousness clothing me. Bring me into a relationship with you where I can enjoy your love, your presence, your fellowship forever. This is communion. Communion is another word for fellowship. We get to commune with the God of the universe who loved you this much. Reflect on that as you hold bread and juice in your hand. If you're a believer in Jesus, receive those. And once we've all been served, we'll take those together. Father, thank you for sending your only Son to become human so that as a man you could stand in my place and willingly drink the cup of wrath that I earned so that I could be given the cup of blessing that I don't deserve. So that I could have a place at your table to feast in your presence, to celebrate. Jesus, you experienced separation somehow from your Father because my sin was on you, and that's what my sin deserves. All we can say is it's a gift, and we can't earn it. We didn't merit it. We just receive it, and we just say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself to make me your own. We receive a good gift from your hand, and we say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash away all your sins. Drink.